Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We are under 10 days away from the first orbital flight test of Starship Super Heavy from Boca Chica Star Base, Texas. And I'm super excited. I hope you're excited too, because this is literally the biggest rocket that will ever fly in human history if it makes it off the launch pad over the Gulf of Mexico and lands off the coast of Kauai. Now, this is an impressive feat for anybody. And Elon Musk has said it himself. It's possible it might not make it off the pad, but we are expecting something super exciting in the next coming few weeks, possibly. So let me kind of back up a little bit. This is literally the largest and most powerful rocket that has ever been built. It's done on a platform that's never been built before. Everything here is brand new. So this is an experimental rocket. And it's super exciting because it's an experimental rocket. This has never been done. And if this launches the first time, and it succeeds the first time, this is going to pave the way for future human spaceflight for decades to come. Now, let's look into a few things that have been happening in this last week or so, because this is going to be leading up to an amazing event that's happening. So Elon Musk tweeted this out. Starship preparing for launch. A bunch of videos from Starbase. Absolutely stunning, stunning drone shots from Starbase, Texas. Absolutely crazy. He did this on the 6th of April. And as you can see from the top, looking down onto the catch arms, onto the nose of the Starship. It's so cool. It's 400 feet tall, right? So I know you're excited about this. And it's going to be absolutely amazing. Elon Musk also said in a reply to SpaceX, and SpaceX's Twitter account on the 6th, Starship fully stacked to Starbase. Team is working towards a launch rehearsal next week, followed by Starship's first integrated flight test about a week later, pending regulatory approval. And then Elon retweeted that, but added, Starship is stacked and ready to launch next week, pending regulatory approval. SpaceX said that they're working on the test launch rehearsal. And then Elon said, stacked and ready to launch, ready to launch next week. That's on the 6th. There was an initial timing of the 10th of April that the FAA put out, but they postponed that now. And now it's up to the 17th. And I'm going to show you that the current operations right here. Mike tweeted us, Mike C Maxi, tweeted at us and said 4/17 is the date. So we checked it out. Current operations. Here we go. The FAA direct way down at the bottom here. SpaceX Starship Super Heavy Boca Chica, Texas 4/17/23 to be determined. So don't know a time. And the important thing is there's no backups quite yet on the FAA website. So none of this is exactly ready to go yet. The FAA is just a placeholder at this point, so we don't know what they plan on doing for the future. Now I want to show you this other thing that I found, which is really super cool, from Zach Golden. He noticed that all the scaffolding has been removed from the top of the launch orbital launch mount. And the scaffolding was where people would walk around and they'd use it as safety precautions because they're in there working inside of this thing and on top of it, all around it, to get it ready for the orbital flight test, right? So it says it looks crazy like this for some reason, loving the final touches, Elon Musk. And then Elon replied to Zach, high-strength stainless steel armor is needed to protect the launch stand from the world's biggest blowtorch, the most powerful rocket ever. Even steel will be eroded fast by the Starship booster plume. We will need to make a water-cooled steel jacket to achieve full reusability. We thought, everybody thought, it was going to be a traditional system where they flood everything with water. There's a deluge system, but this is a little different thing. Elon says even steel can be eroded by the Starship booster plume. We will need to make a water-cooled steel jacket to achieve full reusability. Nobody knows what that means at this point. Flame diverter at the bottom, more than likely. Also, what does a water-cooled steel jacket look like? Probably similar to the orbital launch mount. It's going to be built into it, so of course it's going to be just an add-on to it. But what's a steel jacket look like? Water-cooled could be anything at this point. And it could be adding it before the first flight, but more than likely not. More than likely, they're just going to launch this thing, see how this works, see if this wears down any when they do launch it, and then they'll work on the water cooling for the next one, and they'll iterate like SpaceX normally does. And we saw some piping being moved in relatively earlier on, and maybe a month and a half ago, there were some water cooling pipes moved in, and we thought it was a water deluge system. And I actually claimed, hey, this is probably a water deluge system. And I was probably wrong because I thought they were going to do it before the flight, but it looks like they're not going to be adding the water deluge system before the flight this time. I think what they're going to be doing is getting everything prepared for the launch. And next week, on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week, there is a road closure scheduled from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. basically saying, hey, we're going to do as many tests as we can, get this ready for flight. The FAA is going to award us this flight contract or the flight license, and then we will be able to launch the Starship over the Gulf of Mexico and land off the coast of Kauai. Pretty substantial if this actually happens. We've been waiting for years. I've been waiting for a few years, went down there for about a year, waited for about a year in Brownsville, Texas, for this thing to launch, covering it for about a year, and I'm super excited about this. We may have a person on the ground down there, too, to cover this whole event. So working on that, so just stay tuned for that, please, if you can. Also, I want to show you the flight path. Alejandro, Alex, AlexPhysics13 on Twitter, has the whole flight path on their Twitter account. So the NOTAM has been posted for Mexican airspace to warn aviators of the launch of Starship. It shows daily windows every day from the 10th to the 12th, and starting at 7 a.m. Now, this is the flight path I'm talking about right here. So this is it. It shows, and there's a bigger version of this right here. You can see the blue part in the middle here. This is the flight path. Everything purple and everything around it is... that is a danger zone, basically. It could be space shrapnel, space debris. So everything around it is space debris. So we're going to move over here a little bit. As you can see, I'm going to zoom out a little bit for you. And as you can see, moves all the way across. And that's it for that one. But you can go back, check this out. There's more to this. Not just this one. There's another one, space debris right here. And look at this. They did a whole Google map about it. So there's an interactive map of this, which is absolutely amazing. I'll leave a link to it in the description below. But this map shows everything. And we can move this to the side for now. Collapse the map legend. Move to the side. Here you go. Directly from Starbase, you can see the blue right here. That is the launch pattern, the launch path in this purple space debris. And this is the Mexican airspace NOTAM. Basically, don't fly in that region. But then you zoom out a little bit, right? So this is where the booster is going to land, too. So the booster is going to go out here, come back, land around here in the Gulf of Mexico. Then we're going to move over here a little bit. And as you can see, the flight path should go down this way. But zoom out a little bit. What is this? This is space debris, right? Comes up here. Honolulu, Hawaii. So we know it's going to be landing right around here, north of Honolulu. Princeville, you'll be able to, you'll have a great view if you're in Kauai or on in Honolulu. Yeah, it's going to be an amazing view of the Starship landing. Anybody in Honolulu right now watching this? Because if you are, please get a hold of me. That would be amazing to see your photos. I think that'd be really cool. Even just tweet it at me. I think it'd be cool at Space News Pod. But you can see right here, space debris. All of this is space debris. Possible, you know, if something goes wrong, this could all be space debris coming back down through the Marshall Islands, all the way across Micronesia, like in that region, all the way across. Space debris could scatter down from the Starship and into the ocean here near Hawaii. So it does have a flight path, though, this whole debris, you know, space debris. So very cool interactive map, and I'm going to post it in the description below. So I hope you take a look at it. There's some a few other things. RGV Aerial found this photo or took this photo. Flame diverter parts. RGV Aerial photos on Twitter. Lame diver. What? No, it's a flame diverter at Starbase, Texas. And if you see these pieces of metal, they just look like big chunks of metal. Somebody in the comments here on Twitter, somewhere over here, I don't know where you are, but you said looks like 3-inch bar. That's got to be like a 3-inch bar. I think it might be thicker than 3 inches. 3 inches is about this thick.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
It looks like it's probably thicker than 3 inches. Maybe 4 to 6, because it looks like it's two layers. So it looks like there's an outer layer, which is finished with a different color than the, there's an inner layer. And then there's sort of like an orangish pinkish layer at the top there. Let me open this in a new tab so I can show you this a little bit closer. But as you can see, there's an exterior to it and there's also an inner part to it. And I'm not sure what that's called. If you're into metallurgy or if you know anything about steel, I don't know anything about it. So I wouldn't know what to say about this, but it looks like it's thicker than 3 inches. It looks like it's 4 to 6 inches. And it might be, I don't know. I don't know if that's steel reinforced concrete or if that's steel, like thick steel. But that could be diverting the flames at the bottom, maybe shooting them up. But we'll see what happens in the next few days to next few weeks, because if this is installed before the orbital flight test, we'll see it. But if not, we're going to have to wait for the orbital flight test for them to install these thick pieces of steel so it doesn't erode the ground and also the orbital flight mount. So it's going to be an interesting time for SpaceX, interesting time for the Starship. Let me know in the comments, when do you think it's going to launch? Because the next time is the 17th, as I showed you before. Thanks to Mike for that, by the way. 4/17 primary date. 4/17 primary date. Do you think they're going to launch on the first try on the 17th if they get the FAA license for this thing? I think that would be really cool, but I'm not sure because most flights don't happen the first try. There's usually a scrub of some sort or like a postponement, something like that. So maybe the whole day of the 17th, we'll see what happens with the road closures coming up. But there's a possibility that they get it all done the first go. But yeah, like I said, Monday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday, there's a noon till 2 p.m. closure. Wednesday, a noon to 2 p.m. closure on the 12th and the 13th, a noon to 2. Monday was canceled. The beach is open. So Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, actually. So I misspoke earlier. So Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday between noon and 2. That's it. They only have 2 hours to test this thing for the next week, 11th, 12th, and 13th, 12 a.m. to 2 p.m. Oh, wait, that's midnight to 2 p.m. What am I thinking? I thought it was 12 noon. Okay, so they have a lot more time than that. So, yeah, let's just back up here a little bit. Let me show you what I'm talking about. This noon to 2 thing. April 11th, April 12th, April 13th. We have some things going on. Monday's canceled. Easter weekend, of course. People are going to be down there at the beach celebrating with their families and also the families at SpaceX celebrating the initial launch of the orbital flight test of the Starship Super Heavy rocket. So let me know in the comments what you think. If you've been listening and watching this whole time, please take a second, subscribe to the channel. That would be really helpful. We're boosting up. We're going to full maximum dynamic pressure with the sub button right now. And we're going to go hit terminal velocity at 100,000 subscribers. It'll be really cool, actually. It'd be nice. So thanks so much for watching, everybody. I appreciate you. Take care, and I will see you in the next one. Yeah, and then this is where we end the stream. This is where we end the stream. This is where we end. Oh, I'm not even streaming. So why would I say stream? There's a video over that way. If you want to check on it, there's some Starship videos over there, a whole playlist actually of Starship videos. And then my head might be down there, I think. Starship video, and my head is down here, or the Space News Pod logo. And click that one if you want to watch videos, and that one if you want to subscribe to the show. I love you. Take care of yourselves and each other. And I will see you in the next one. I'm going to hit the bye-bye button. Bye-bye.